It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live. Sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. You can listen anywhere at the 920thejersey.com. Just hit the Listen Live button. Here's what we have on today's show there, Al Brooks, man on the board. We have a very exciting opening segment as we will be speaking with New Jersey's newest PGA Tour star, Max Grazerman, who just qualified for the Web.com Tour last week.
All right.
But before we do that, I wanted to start the show in a different way today with the song of the week. This week's song has a very strong message, okay, and I wanted to convey that to the audience. So, almost like an inspirational poem, and it's kind of like in the holiday spirit, picture a fireplace and the big chair.
Gotcha.
And here's some lyric for you that I want to get across to the audience, because Max's story is a tremendous one of success and, you know, reaching goals. So, Mama said, fulfill the prophecy, be something greater, go make a legacy, manifest destiny. Back in the days, we wanted everything. Mama said, burn your biographies, rewrite your history, light up your wildest dreams, museum victories every day. We wanted everything. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
High hopes, Panic at the Disco.
We have them.
I tell you, we've got a tremendous guest on this week, and he's here in the first segment. His name's Max Grazerman, and he's a New Jersey native. And last week, he was out in Arizona, and he qualified for the Web.com Tour, which is the level of PGA Tour that's just below the major tour. And, you know, I'm so excited about this. We did a little High Hopes, which is about reaching your goals there. And Max Grazerman, welcome to Springdale Golf Live. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, Keith. Appreciate it.
Well, I tell you, you know, I've been following your career. I've been a golf professional down at Springdale Golf Club for 10 years now. And I can remember way back when, in 2014, when you won the State Open up at Essex County. You were just 19 years old, and now you're on the Web.com Tour. I mean, what a tremendous story. Take me back to last week and, you know, what you were going through, and you know, give the listeners here a little bit of what your world was like last week.
Yeah, it was a busy week. Obviously, ended up having a great time with a good finish. I just went into the week focusing on trying to finish as high up on that leaderboard as possible, getting a win, setting different goals, and just finishing in the top 40 cutoff. And went out there with Jeff Smith, who's been my swing coach for 3 years. My dad was there for the week. And my old assistant coach from Duke, T.D. Luton, was on the bag. So it was good to have a support group around me for the week, hanging out all the time, helping me out with whatever I needed. And we went out there and we focused and we played well.
Well, I tell you, you got her done. I mean, you shot 22 under, finished tied for 13th. I know the cutoff was T40th, but you finished tied for 13th with rounds of 67, 69, 62, Al, and 68. Shoots 22 under and, you know, really solidified yourself. I mean, just a wonderful, wonderful tournament there and getting your card. And so you come off a 62 on Saturday, and you're going into the final round on Sunday. And how are you feeling? I mean, the final round, going to get your card. Take us through the emotions of that day.
Yeah, it's an emotional day. You know, your whole season is riding on that week for the next year. Making it to the web.com was a goal of mine, and it's other people's goals. And there's pressure going into the final day, but fortunately, I didn't really feel much pressure. You know, the third round, 62, helps, giving you that little bit of cushion. I knew I had to go out there, and all I had to do was shoot under par on that golf course. Not very difficult, but just like I had done in the second stage where I had a good final round to get through, I just focused on my game, warming up the same way, doing everything that I usually do, and just going out there and playing golf is just like any other day. Just don't have to think about the pressure, and it's not there.
Well, I tell you, I might have to give you the name like Final Round Grazerman or something, because going back to 2015 when you won the state amateur here in New Jersey at Morris County, you shot 64 in the final round with, I think, 9 birdies. So I think you should have good feelings going into final rounds. Not to mention, so how about this, Al? Starting the day on Saturday,
right?
Max shoots 29 on his first 9 going out.
Wow.
With, let's see, 7 under? Would you have 5 birdies and an eagle?
Got on a little bit of a hot stretch there.
Nice.
I knew the course was playing easy all week. I knew it was gettable. I was making a bunch of pars and birdies here and there, and I was just kind of waiting for my hot stretch to come. And came in the third round. I went 7 under through 7 holes. I was just patient all week and waited for that opportunity, and it came.
Well, you took great advantage of it. Now, speaking of taking advantage, you have this 8-week tour card for theweb.com. When does your season start, and when can we start following you online?
So I'll be in my first event in the Bahamas in the second week of January, and it starts out overseas for 4 weeks and then goes back to the U.S. And I'm exempt through the first reshuffle, which is 8 events, and as long as I take care of business, do what I have to do, in the first 8, I'll be playing the whole year. So I'm excited about the opportunity. And if you just Google web.com, you know, they have a website just like they do the PGA Tour. It's linked to the same account. So just go through there.
All right. Well, you know, we're going to be followed along here. We got a lot of friends and fans of the show that like to follow our tour players that come on. Now, folks, we're talking to Max Grazerman, originally from New Jersey. He's now out, just qualified for the web.com tour, former state open champion, former state amateur champion, went to Duke. And you mentioned earlier you hooked up with another gentleman who's been on Springdale Golf Live, the old Radar Golf Pro, Jeff Smith. He was on back in July. I think the world of him, and it sounds like you do too. So how did you and Jeff hook up?
So when I was at Duke, during my 4 years, our coach, Jamie Green, he likes to bring in a lot of smart people who know what they're doing, whether it's strategy, golfing, whatever. Bring them, speak to the team, and then anyone on the team who wanted to work with Jeff could do so. So I took my time to work with Jeff. At the time, I didn't really have a swing coach at that moment, so I thought it was a perfect opportunity. I worked with him at Duke and then just kind of started a good relationship. I thought he was very knowledgeable about the golf swing, and I trusted my game with him. So it's been 3 years now, and we've developed a great relationship.
Not only a great relationship, but a successful relationship. So what have you guys been working on lately, or is it status quo? And then, you know, like, what are you getting ready for this second week in January? What are you guys kind of gearing up on?
So we're focusing, obviously technique is always a focus with a swing coach and a player, but I feel like he and I we've gotten to a point technique-wise in my swing where it's maintenance. It's not working on things and trying to improve. It's having it be in a spot. If there's something a little off, tweak it back to where we know it's good, and just constantly focus on wedge distances. You know, that's where my main focus is, short game, wedge distances, all the little things where, you know, add on to that birdie tally and improve.
Well, I tell you, I hope the listeners are paying attention to that, because here's a young stud that bombs the ball and all he's worried about are wedge distances and scoring. So this is a good message for my listeners who are, you know, always about the long ball from time to time. Now,
don't forget about those wedges.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tell you, obviously you can score in your total tournament last week, a third of your holes, you were under par. You had 22 birdies and an eagle. And two-thirds of your holes, you were even par, leaving just 2 bogeys on your card in 72 holes. Well, the consistency there comes from a great short game and scoring capabilities. There's no doubt. And I'm sure you know all the analytics on that. But when I looked at that, I said, wow, he's in complete control of what he's doing. And, you know, you must have learned some significant lessons over the years. I know back when the U.S. Open was at Erin Hills, you got to play a practice round. One of them was with Rory, I read in an article here in New Jersey. And another one was with the eventual champion, Brooks Koepka. What did you pick up from those guys, you know, 2 years ago that has helped you maybe to this day?
Yeah, that was a fun week, a week I always remember, and I hope to be back in those situations. And it's always great to learn from the best players, no matter what they do. You always want to – they're great for a reason. Obviously, they have a lot of talent, but it's things that they do during a round, practice rounds that allow them to be the best player they can be. So I was fortunate to play with Rory and Brooks in practice rounds and learn from them a little bit and realize that when they're on the course, when they're in a practice round environment, you know, they're very serious. They're hitting a lot of different shots. They're not really talking all that much. They're talking, you know, in between shots when you're walking, but it's down to business. And then when you get off the course, then that's when you can hang around and enjoy life. But when you're on the course, it's serious, and you want to be as prepared as you can be.
Well, that's another tremendous lesson. I love that. And, you know, there's one championship that took place back in 2016 that you participated in. And please, you know, bear with me here because this is Springdale Golf Live. Right? But the Men's Princeton Invitational, while you played at Duke, you came up to Springdale and you played in the Men's Princeton Invitational one spring. And I'm sure weather-wise, it probably wasn't the most memorable occasion, but you came in second place that week. You shot 7 under par for 2 days and, you know, you absolutely killed it. So do you have a story or two that you remember about Springdale that you could tell my members and listeners?
Yeah, when you say the weather wasn't that memorable, it was actually pretty memorable because it was the coldest weather I've ever played a golf tournament in, and it was actually snowing at certain points during the event.
Yeah.
And it was...
Oh, I remember.
It was almost... The weather was so bad, you had a good time. You were laughing about it. You know, you're bundled up in a ton of clothes, and it's snowing mid-swing for a little bit. You know, it didn't snow that much, but the fact that it did snow during an event was pretty neat. And we played really well. It was good to be around home base, really. That's where I went to high school. It was 15 minutes down the road from Princeton. Anyone from Princeton knows that sandwich shop, Hoagie Haven, is really good.
Oh, Hoagie Haven.
There we go. I had the whole team stop by that place during the practice round, after the practice round.
Hoagie Haven is so famous to Princeton. That's a pretty funny story. You know what I think is even more interesting? I remember how miserable that day was, and you guys were supposed to play 36.
And yeah, we cut short.
Yeah, we cut short. And I said, well, you know, a lot of members would come up and they'd say, Keith, what do you think's a good score today? I said, geez, anything under 75, it's snowing out, it's windy, it's cold. And the first Duke player that comes in is under par. And I was like, oh boy. I was like, this doesn't bode well for the Northern kids. And then I remember you shot 68 in the first round, and I had already known of you because, you know, winning the state open and everything. And I said, I think good players are just impervious to weather. It was unbelievable. Now, here's a funny little tidbit about that particular tournament. Now, people always make a big deal about, like, Keegan Bradley played at Springdale. But when I say people, I mean my members, and we love them to death. But do you know there's two guys in the same tournament last week, you and one other that qualified for Web.com that played in that 2016 Princeton Invitational. And the other guy is Vince Whaley from Georgia Tech.
Yeah,
how about that?
I remember him.
He finished ninth that week at Springdale. But imagine that. In that little tournament, you have two guys that are going to be playing in the next 8 Web.com tour events, which I thought was a pretty cool tie-in for the Springdale faithful listeners today, you know?
Yeah, the biggest term of the year, the Springdale Invitational.
I appreciate that. Al, you're going to save that soundbite, right?
I got it.
All right, very good. Good. All right, well, hey, let's take a moment to promote you for a second. All right, so we know you're going to be on Web.com starting in mid-January. All right, well, do you have a personal website? Are you on social media? How can we follow you? How can we learn more about Max Graziman?
Yeah, I'll be getting a website launch pretty soon, but for now, you can just follow me on social media, the usual Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. It's just my name, at Max Graziman, on Twitter and Instagram.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Do you have any sponsors or, you know, our family members or anyone you want to thank? I mean, you're here live in the New Jersey area. Let it go, bud.
Yeah. I want to thank my family for always supporting me, my parents, my siblings, my grandparents. We're a very close family, and I appreciate their support all the time. And shout out to my swing coach at Radar Golf Pro. Everyone knows him.
Everybody does indeed. Well, I tell you what, Max Graziman, I've been really, really psyched up since I knew we were going to connect this week. You've been one heck of a golfer here in New Jersey, and you know now you're worldwide. So congratulations. I'm glad all of your high hopes came true. And keep setting those goals high. I don't think there's a doubt in anyone's mind that spends 10 minutes with you that knows that you're destined for great things. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. and hope to see you soon down the road.
All right. Well, definitely we'll connect. And take care and start making some birdies down there in the Bahamas. All right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go, Al. Max Grazerman there. Yeah. You know, New Jersey native, Short Hills guy, went to Petty High School. Then, you know, goes to Duke, wins the state open while he's still a teenager.
Yep.
Just an unbelievable, unbelievable story. And it kind of goes along with the theme of the week, which is the song of the week, which is High Hopes by Panic at the Disco.
Yep.
You know, yeah, all the golfers out there, all the athletes out there, everyone in general. Set a goal for this week, set a goal for this holiday season, and go get it. Don't wait for New Year's, all right? Hey, sound good, Al?
It does.
All right, you know what sounds better? It's 3:15 here in Princeton. Thanks for listening to Springdale Golf Live on Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf. With a focus on three core pillars, youth, military, and special needs, the NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org.
The brand new 920 The Jersey app is ready for you to download.
Go to 920thejersey.com to choose your smart device and then enjoy the best of 920 The Jersey
anytime, anywhere.
Listen to the live stream of your favorite Fox Sports shows. You can even tweet right from the app. The latest weather and five-day forecast is right at your fingertips. Traffic updates are there too, making the drive a little easier. Get in on the action and download the app right now.
Ooh, that tingles.
At 920thejersey.com.
Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Once again, Keith Stewart.
Go make a legacy, manifest destiny. Back in the days, we wanted everything, wanted everything. Welcome back to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart. You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Hey, Al, how about that young superstar right there?
Fantastic. Young man, yeah.
I mean, just awesome. You know, I bumped into him during that famous 2016 Springdale Invitational that we talked about there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kid had his wits about him. I mean, this is when he's in college. He's probably half asleep. And, I mean, he's just a young pro. I mean, he was awesome, you know. So, kudos to him. Back then, you know, winning state opens, and now he's out on tour.
Oh,
and I thought that was kind of a unique statistic, though, that at such a small regional collegiate tournament, there's two guys that played in the same tournament last week in the web.com tour card qualifying. And, you know, two guys from that tournament, little Springdale Invitational, see?
Mm-hmm.
So to all the kids out there that are striving someday to play in the Springdale Invitational, right? You could make it on tour.
That's right.
It has happened. It has happened. It's a very, very cool thing. Now, going back, unbelievable story, even maybe more so than a guy like Max who played phenomenally well.
Right.
But at web.com Q School Finals last week, there was a young man by the name of Cody Blick from Northern California. Right? He's 25 years old. And he's in 74th place at the end of round three. So this is Saturday night. End of round three, he's in 74th place.
Right.
And he needs to get in the top 40 to get this exemption for the first eight events. So wakes up Sunday morning and finds out that his golf clubs are stolen.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could steal his girlfriend, you could steal his dog, you could steal his car, but he's got one more day of Q School Finals, and somebody steals his golf clubs. When I read this story on Monday, I was just blown away because, you know, there have been times in my life where I've slept with my golf clubs because they were so important to me, playing in tournaments, you know, back in the day down in Florida. So I just couldn't believe this story because it gets better, right? So everyone rallies around Cody at the site. They're down there in Arizona. And everyone rallies around this young man, and they put a set of clubs together for him, yeah. right? He gets his driver from the superintendent. He gets wedges out of the pro shop. He gets a random set of irons from one of the guys in the pro shop. He gets a putter he's never even played with before. It's heavier than the one he's used to, right? And he goes out, and he shoots. Well, remember we said he was 74th, so right. he had to shoot under par to get to that top 40, because all these guys were shooting under par. The leader was 27 under. You know, Max finishes tied for 13th. He was 22 under for four rounds. Unbelievable, right? Yeah. So Cody has to go out and shoot a score under par. Well, he goes out, and he first three holes, he's one under par. Probably not going to cut it if he stays on that pace. So the last 15 holes, holes 4 through 18, he shoots 8 under par.
Right.
Right? He shoots 63 on the day, and he qualifies. He finishes tied for 25th without his own set
right.
of clubs in the
clubs.
Final round. It's unbelievable, folks. I love this story. If you're even more curious about it, you got to Google it. His name's Cody Blick, web.com qualifying. I mean, just unbelievable. You know, so there you go.
Yeah.
Right? I guess custom club fitting out the window. Tour player doesn't matter. This kid had so much talent. He used the superintendent's driver and shot 63 on the final day. You know, this is why I love Springdale Golf Live so much, Al, is because it's just pop culture golf news. You can't get it anywhere else.
Well, you can't.
You know, and who wants to read about it? Just turn us on and listen. It's just so much fun. And speaking of fun, our friends at Discovery are back at it again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I mean,
total world domination is out there in front of them on the highway.
Yeah.
And when we last talked about the Tiger Woods edition, you know, that just wasn't enough for this month.
Right.
So they have now added all of the rights to the European Tour and the next two Ryder Cups outside the U.S.
Wow.
So, I mean, these are super heavily televised events.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I'm reading through this press release this week, and you're going to have the race to Dubai, they're going to have the Scottish Open, the Irish Open, again, two more Ryder Cups. They're going to have Tiger's event, the Hero Challenge. They're going to have all the World Golf Championships, so all the biggest events, the one in Mexico, the one that Brooks Koepka just won in China. You know, they're all over the place right now. And I just think that, you know, they are now positioning themselves to basically, Kaplan's words, Alex Kaplan, their president of Discovery Golf and this Golf TV, he says, you know, our long-term aim is to build a true ecosystem around golf. Now, I love this guy because as a PGA professional, I need an ecosystem, right? You know, I'm evolving, thanks to Darwin, in a variety of ways, and so is the game of golf.
Right.
And I love the fact that he even uses that word. It's just so all-encompassing. And I think it's just such a cool thing that, you know, these folks, what they're going to do for golf content there at Golf TV or Discovery Inc. is just really, really cool. Another thing he said that really caught my eye, we know we must think differently and go further than anything that has ever been done before. Right? To infinity and beyond. Right? I mean, it's just, it's awesome. And I love it because it's all about golf.
Yeah.
And it's making golf very, very much on the sports business world, on the front pages. You know, every 2 weeks, they come up with another concept, which is kind of like everyone has to pay attention to this. And I think that that's a pretty, pretty cool thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so kudos again to them for what they're doing. And Al, I don't know, I'm looking across at you today at the board.
Yes, you
and
are.
I noticed that.
But you always look across at me.
This is true. This is true. Well, you're a handsome man. And ladies, he's taken. But anyway, and
me.
You're looking especially handsome today with your Christmas sweater on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know,
very dapper.
And you got dressed in the dark.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. So what it made me think of was that it's the holiday season, right? And, you know, a couple people have reached out to me at the club because, you know, the professional shop at Springdale, which is a retail establishment there. We sell all sorts of golfing equipment and clothing and the finest threads that money can buy. And
so you don't sell this there.
I think I made my point earlier.
Right.
So
threads, yes.
I was talking to my really good friend, Marty Hackle,
right.
who is the fashion aficionado of Golf Digest and amongst other publications. And we put together a golf gift holiday leaderboard for the Springdale Golf Live faithful.
Okay.
So pay attention, Al. You don't have to write this down because I have it written down here to go through these things. But Marty and I got together this morning on the phone, and we were talking about, for the golfers that have everything, what are we going to, you know, get this holiday season? And rather than doing a leaderboard where it's like, you know, someone's 6 under and one's 5 under and 4 under, like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we were going to do it more like along the lines of categories. So first things first, for the, let's see, we'll start easy. For the golfer that has everything in their bag, yet they're tough at making decisions. So out there they have the opportunity when you're playing golf, Al, to know your distance from the hole with either a laser, so you can get a laser yardage, or you can use GPS, right? Well, people come in the shop all the time and they say, Keith, what do you like better, GPS or laser? And I say, you know what? Now, for Christmas, our friends at Bushnell have a GPS hybrid laser. You get both 2 for 1.
Yeah.
It couldn't be better.
I love
right?
it.
So for the golfer that can't make a decision, and we all know indecisive golfers, right? Get them the Bushnell hybrid.
Right.
I love that one, right? Now, you know, the game is becoming more and more youthful with the Ricky Fowlers, even though he turned 30 yesterday, and the Jordan Spieths and the Justin Thomases and the Max Grazermans and all these great young men. And they love their Panic at the Disco and their High Hopes, Al.
Right.
And they want to listen to it when they're recreating on the course. So I think another great for the youthful golfer in your life, or even maybe the baby boomer that's trying to, is having flashbacks to Woodstock, you know, what you could do is you could get them a Bluetooth speaker for their golf cart. And they even have ones now that hang on your golf bag if you like to walk, and you
really
can listen to a little music. And, and music's becoming very, very happening thing out on the golf course, Al. You know, it kind of it sets the mood when you're about ready to break a club over your knee because the game is hard. That, you know, if you have a little bit of your favorite, you know, guitar riff going or something, maybe it distracts you and you move on to your next shot. So I love the idea of a Bluetooth speaker as a gift.
That's a good idea.
Here's another thing. Everyone's got a friend who's had the same handicap in golf for like 47 years. Hmm. And they just, all they ever complain about is that they can't get better, that they don't ever play better. So my gift idea for your friend in that situation is to get them to a PGA professional and take a short game lesson, whether it be for putting or it be for chipping and pitching or maybe from the bunker. A short game lesson is a guaranteed commodity to take shots off of their game. So if they've been a 12 handicap for the last 12 years and you're sick and tired of listening to it, get them to a PGA pro, get them to Vince or Darren or Robbie or Keith over at Springdale or one at your local club and get them a short game lesson, and they will take strokes off their game guaranteed. You know, don't need a full swing lesson. Let's get them a short game lesson. Now, how about the golfer that travels all the time?
Mm-hmm.
They're all over the map, right? But yet, maybe they're traveling for business, or maybe they're traveling to a member guest, and you have to bring along a sport coat and maybe a dress shirt. Well, our good friends at Stitch Golf make this thing called the Ultimate Garment Bag, and this thing is a game changer, Al. It's really, really cool. It's like, it's almost like when I was a kid and there was Transformer toys. It looks like a duffel bag, but it unzips entirely into a hanging garment bag. So the outside of the bag, the layer on the outside, the enclosure, is a hanging garment bag, and then it zips up into a duffel bag. So then you throw your clothes on the inside, you put your hanging clothes on the outside, and then it's small enough to be a carry-on. There you go. Frontier, you're still there. You're still good for $29.99 to go to down to Orlando. It's great. Okay. How about this one? For the weekend warrior, get them a subscription to PGA Tour Live streaming service. They have an app, right? While they're sitting there at their desk every Thursday and Friday morning or Thursday and Friday afternoon, they can stream the PGA Tour Live. I love it. It's just a great idea.
Yeah.
Here's one from Marty. Marty loves these guys at Seamus Golf or at Douglas Gray. For the stylish golfer, of course, which Marty is, and I'd look up to him in that regard. Seamus Golf or Douglas Gray have these really, really cool plaid and different designed head covers. The materials are great. Some are made of wool, some poly. I mean, they're just really, really cool. It's something different, differentiates the bag. I love it. For the ladies in the house.
No, don't forget the ladies.
Okay. Sometimes, you know, this time of year, women's fashion has evolved tremendously in golf, and it's evolving much faster than men's. And I got to give credit where credit's due. And our friends at Zero Restriction have come out with a whole line of clothing, right, for kind of like urban chic. And they've got this one item called the Urban Wind Jacket, All right. It's really, really cool. Right. So kudos to them for coming up with something that the ladies might like to go to and from the golf course in that, you know, isn't your stereotypical, looks like a men's windbreaker. So I would check that out. And, you know, there's just a million different ideas out that are out there. This is just a couple that Marty and I came up with. And, you know, quite honestly, I thought that, you know, they make sense to me. And hopefully you could Google those and you can find them, or you come down to Springdale and we'll hook you up as well. So appreciate you listening to that. And it's all good. And folks, you know, appreciate you listening each and every week. And in case you want to hear today's show again, don't be afraid to look up our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. You know, you can always stay connected with us through social media at KJPGA on either Instagram or Twitter. You can get Max Grazerman there too. Thank yous, of course, to the man on the board, the man, the myth, the legend, Al Brooks.
You're welcome.
The Springdale Board of Governors, our friends at Troon Management, and most importantly, my beloved listeners. I'm heading to Springdale, but where are you headed? We'll let the tower be your guide. And from New Jersey to the North Pole, and of course, everywhere online, may you all have a Springdale day.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.